ಮಿಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಯಶಮತಿನಂದನ
ಯಶುಮತಿ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜವರನಾಗರ ಶುಮತಿ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜವರನಾಗರ ಗೋಕುಲ ರಂಜನ ಆರ ಗೋಕುಲ ರಂಜನ ಪರಣ ಧನ ಮದನ ಮನೋಹರ
ಗೋಪಿ ಪರಣ ಧನ ಮದನ ಮನೋಹರ
ಕಲಿಯಾದವನ ವಿಧಾನ
ಕಲಿಯಾದವನ ವಿಧಾನ
ತಮನ್ ಕರ್ನೆ ವಾಲೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೀ
ಜಯ
ಅಮಲ ಹರಿ ನಾಮಯ ವಿರಾಸ
ಅಮಲ ಹರಿ ನಾಮಯ ವಿಲಾಸ
ವಿಪಿನ ಪುರಂದರ ನವೀನ ನಾಗರ ಭೋರ
ವಿಪಿನ ಪುರಂದ ನವೀನ ನಗರ
ವಂಶಿ ವರನ ಸು ವಾಸ
ವಂಶಿ ವರನ ಸು ವಾಸ
ಗಜ ಜನ ಪಾಲನ ಅಸುರ ಕುಲ ನಾಶನ
ಜನ ಪಾಲನ ಸುರಕುಲನಾಶನ
ನಂದ ಗೋಧನ ರಖವಾಲ
ನಂದ ಗೋಧನ ರಖವಾಲ
ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾಧವ ನವನೀತ ತಾಸ್ಕರ
ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾಧವ ನವನೀತ ತಾಸ್ಕರ
ಸುಂದರ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಸುಂದರ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ತಟ ಚರ ಗೋಪಿ ವಸನ ಹರ ಯಮುನ ತಟ ಚರ ಗೋಪಿ ವಸನ ಹರ ರಾಜ ರಾಜಿ ಕೃಪಾಯ
ರಾಸ ರಸಿಕ ಕೃಪಾಯ
ರಾಧಾವಲ್ಲಭ ವೃಂದಾವನ ನಟವರ
ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾವಲ್ಲಭ ವೃಂದಾವನ ನಟವರ
ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಾಶಯ
ಯಶೋಮತಿ ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜವರನಾಗರ
ಗೋಕುಲ ರಂಜನ ಆರ
ಗೋಕುಲ ರಂಜನ ಕಾನ
ಗೋಕುಲ ರಂಜನ ಕಾನ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
गौर प्रेम
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्ण बाला राम जय वृंदावन धाम
वृंदावन राम जय वृंदावन
कृष्ण बल राम जय
वृंदावन धाम
जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम
जय राधे जय जय श्याम
जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम
जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम
जय गौरंग जय निताय गौरंग
निताय गौरंग जय निताय गौरंग
निताय गौरंग जय निताय गौरंग
निताय गौरंग जय निताय
गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
हरि बोल हरि बोल
हरि बोल हरि बोल
हरि बोल
हरि युग पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की
प्रभुपाद की
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की
जय
श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. We welcome all of you for continuing our Dimans and Vrindavan Leela. In the previous session, we discussed about the Dhenukasura. So, Dhenukasura represents proprietorship mentality. I spoke a little bit and I want to say a few more words about it. Each of these demons is teaching us something very valuable for our sadhaka's life. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his two books, Sri Krishna Samhita and Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, has very carefully studied these pastimes, and he himself has written certain verses that indicate each of these demons in Ramlila representing and certain anarthas in our heart. Because our heart is also Vrindavan, often in our conditioned state, infested with varieties of demons. One of the first fundamental problem with the material disease is proprietorship mentality, which means aham and mama, ahankar and mamakar. Aham means the pride that comes from I, Ravana says, like that Ravana speaks, no? You know, I, Lanka Naresh, Ravana is saying. So people have ahankar about their own greatness. And mamakar means the things that they possess. Like, you know, I possess golden Lanka. I am the king of the golden Lanka. Or I am a Triloka Adipati. Like that Bali Maharaj thought. I am the Triloka Adipati. I am the master of all the three worlds. Hiranyakashipu also, while sitting on the throne, he thought that he is the master of all the three worlds. This is ahankar. And the pride also increases by mamakar. That I possess so much lands, and I possess this much bank balance. I possess beautiful women as my wives. And I possess power to subdue all the people in this universe, and everybody glorifies me and salutes me, bows down to me, obeys me, and this kind of ahankar. So now we may say, you know, we are not so big like Hiranyakashipu, or like, you know, how are we having ahankar? Actually, in our lives also, the ahankar comes even for small things. Like, therefore it is said, even a beggar is proud of his penny. It is said, whether we are a billionaire or we are a beggar, we can be proud of even a small possession. Proprietorship mentality. For example, Dhenukasura was living in that Talavan. He was not eating the fruits, but he was not ready to give the fruits to Krishna and Balaram and the covered boys. How foolish he was, just see. Neither could he enjoy, nor could he give it to Krishna Balaram. I have seen many rich people, they are crorepatis, they accumulate a lot of money in the bank, and one day they die and they have no children, no issues. Neither did they enjoy the money themselves, nor did they give it in donation to God's service, and they leave it behind and go away. Dhenukasura was like that. He was only proud of his possession, but he could not use it in Krishna's service. And how fortunate Dhenukasura was that Krishna's lotus feet entered his forest. Talavan, along with Balaram and covered boys, so kindly Krishna came. Sometimes Krishna comes in our life on his own, and we have an opportunity to serve him with our possessions. Mahanasa Dehu Geho Jokichimur Arpilutu Apadhananda Kishore. But we may not take advantage of the opportunity. For example, Kubja had the possession of Chandan with her. she offered to Krishna Balaram and became fortunate. She got a very beautiful young girl's body. On the other hand, the Dobi, he had nice clothes which he could have awarded Krishna and Balaram, but he refused to give and he lost his life. So one became fortunate, one became unfortunate. In this way, you find in this world, if you are proprietor of something, whatever we possess, instead of becoming proud with that, we should use that in Krishna's service. Somebody has a sweet voice, they can use it for singing Krishna's glories. Somebody is very intelligent, they can use the intelligence to serve Krishna by studying the Shastra. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if somebody studies Bhagavad Gita with their intelligence, they are serving me by their intelligence. He says that somebody has wealth. A wealthy man may not have time, he is very busy, but he can give the wealth in Krishna's service. For building a temple or for preaching purposes, he can be sympathetic to the preachers of Krishna consciousness. Or he can arrange for prasadam to be distributed on a festival day, on a Janmashtami day to a lakh people or something. So in this way, or he can make a beautiful dress for the deities and offer it to the Lord, or jewelry for the Lord. So in this way, whatever we possess should be utilized in Lord's service rather than we holding on to ourselves mad material attachment. That is actually Dhenukasura mentality. Neither was he eating the fruits, nor was he letting Krishna Balaram and Kavadbhas eat the fruits. And not only he was stopping them from eating the fruits, when he saw them shaking the tree, when he thought that they have entered into my territory, so he wanted to kick Balaram and kill him. So in this way, my spiritual master was saying, sometimes in a family, you know, a man or a woman becomes serious in devotional life. The other members of the family who are not devotees, they become angry with this contemple. Or even the sannyasi who is giving lecture, they say, this sannyasi has spoiled our family member. See, all the time family member is chanting Hare Krishna and going to the Krishna temple. They are not as materialistic as before. You know, they are not eager for making more money now. ISKCON people have spoiled their, you know, mati. Because now instead of running after money, he is running after Krishna. So they don't like. Just as the father family members, non-devotees, they become very disturbed when one member of the family becomes devotee. Similarly, when the tree was shaken, fruits are falling. So who became disturbed? Dhenukasura. And he came running. He was running. And turned around and hit Balaramji with the hind legs. So, in this way, sometimes family members come and threaten the devotees. We will take you to court. We'll take you to police station. Or we'll put a court case. You know, don't make our family member a devotee. Like that they fight and argue with devotees. That's how Dhenukasura also did. In fact, Vedavyasa says in Mahabharata that two things cause bondage and two things award liberation, he says. What are the two things that cause bondage? Aham and Mama, he says. And what are the two things that award liberation? Na aham, na mama, he says. Very simple. He says we have to give this ahankar and mamakar. Ahankar means, I was the first one to do this. Nobody else can do this. Without me, this work cannot go. I am very important. You know, my advice is required. How can anybody do this without asking me? These are all ahankar. Ahankar shouting in different ways. And mamakar means mine. Recently His Holiness Bhaktirasamda Maharaj was sharing an incident. He happened to be in the airport waiting in the baggage claim, you know. And the belt was moving and luggages were coming. And one suitcase came. Maharaj took the suitcase and kept down to check whether it is his. And then the color was exactly Maharaj's expected color. Kept it down. One fellow, and fat fellow, came near me and said, "Hey, chor, chor, you are a thief," he said. Maharaj said, "Hey, what are you saying?" "I was just checking whether it is my bag." And the man said, "Well, then why are you taking our bag? I think you are intending to take it away." And Maharaj still maintained his politeness and said, "No, sir, let my bag come, I'll show you. It's exactly the same type of bag. Just wait a minute, it'll come." And that fellow was throwing tantrums. Then the Maharaj's bag came. When he took it out, exactly they were similar. Same color, same size, same shape, same company, name, everything similar. And Maharaj found, from the strip you know, it belongs to whom, you know. Then the man's wife told him, see, he's a gentle sadhu. Then why are you throwing tantrums like this in the public? People are watching you. Now you look very ugly, the wife told the husband. He's a very gentlemanly, saintly person. Then all the people also felt the same way, like his wife. His wife was telling him, say sorry to Swami. Of course, he was not saying sorry. Wife was saying sorry to him. So the point is, how much this man has the proprietorship mentality, you see, possessive mentality. He is not even giving benefit of doubt. Maybe this Swamiji may have a similar luggage like me. Generally in India, Swamis are supposed to be respected. People respect generally. One time, Prabhupada was in the Grand Road, Chowpatty area. They both had gone to one place, Shyamasundara Pooh and Prabhupada. When they came back, he saw the black car and Prabhupada opened the back door and sat inside. And the driver was somebody else was sitting, some gentleman. He looked behind and said, Swamiji, tell me, where can I take you? He asked. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, who is this? Then he looked, where is Shyamasundara? Shyamasundara was standing outside. And Shyamasundara said, Prabhupada, our car is next car, not this one. Oh, really? When the Prabhupada got out and saw both cars were exactly black color, same color. Then he told the owner of the car, I'm sorry, my car is the next car. By mistake, I sat in your car. The owner said, never mind, Swamiji, you're most welcome. My car has become blessed by your sitting. And if you give me a chance to ride you, I'll be even more blessed. And then later on, Prabhupada told Shyamasundara, just see, this is the way India is. How much the saintly people are respected here. People actually don't mind, you know, sharing their car with the sannyasi. Or Prabhupada said, even in India, if you cross a land, although board is put up, trespassers will be prosecuted. Still, a saintly person walks, the farmer will say, my bhumi has become blessed now. Like that he will say. So that means a person is free from that proprietorship mentality. He understands everything belongs to God. So therefore the ahankar and mamakar has to be given up. One should know that my wife, my children, my relatives, friends, all are Krishna's servants. And Krishna has put them in my custody. And I should offer it all back to Krishna. That's correct understanding. So now Dhenukasura represented the proprietorship mentality. Therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang that famous song. Manasa deho geho yo kichu mor arpelo tuva pade nanda kishor. He says that all my body, my mind, my words, my family members, my home and all my assets in the home, I am offering it all to you, Krishna. Yo kichu mor, he is saying, whatever I possess in this world, because nothing belongs to me in the first place. The only thing that we have to give up in this world is the imaginative idea that it belongs to me. That idea we have to give up. If we at all think anything belongs to me, that's a problem. There is a story of one Kaushika king. He was a great king at one time. He left the palace and went to forest to become a sannyasi. So while he was a sannyasi, he was very restless in the forest. His mind was very, very disturbed. He was getting up, walking back and forth, very agitated in the mind. One another sannyasi was passing by. Then he called the sannyasi to his cottage and he said, sir, you know, although I have taken the robes of a sannyasi, my mind is not peaceful. Can you please kindly guide me and help me? How the very purpose of my coming to forest is to chant on the mala, perform the yajna, lead a simple life, eating roots and berries, meditating on the Lord. I wanted to end my life successfully. But I am not able to be peaceful here. Mind is very restless. So other sannyasi understood the matter. And he sat in his seat and he asked him a question. But can you please tell me, who are you? He said, you don't know who I am? I am the Kaushik, King Kaushik, who is world renowned. Muni pretended as if he didn't know who he was. He said, Kaushik? Kaushik is Raja of which desh? Kaushala desh or which desh? He was asking. He said, what are you talking? Kaushik, this name is known all over the country. You know, now you listen from me. If you don't know, let me tell you, Vichal Pradesh, in which I had my dominion, the north this place, and the east this place, west this place, south this place, and these are the kings who are under me, and these are the people who used to pay me tribute, and these are the yajñas that I have done, and this was the population of my people, and this was the army, and all that he started elaborating, and my treasury was this much money. I had this many queens, I had this many elephants, horses, and the Muni was hearing like this, everything. And after hearing, the Muni smiled and said, my dear king, you understand, this is the cause of your problem. He said, mental problem. And Kaushik king asked, what is the matter? He said, you have done tyag, you have given up all the things physically, but you have not given up your attachment to them. You have not given up your attachment to them. That's the problem. Although you have given it up physically and come here, your heart is still filled with those items which you have given up. The sannyas actually means one should give up the proprietorship mentality completely. Atmajaya sutagara pashu dravina bandushu rajyecha avikalecha nityam virudham mamatam jahau, it is said. Eight things Parikshit gave up when he went to the bank of Ganges. He was ready to give up his body, his kingdom, his wife, his children, his treasury, elephants and horses and all that. Everything. All his possessions. He just wore a kaupin, lion cloth, and went to the bank of Ganges. And he sat peacefully. His mind was not disturbed. He had made up his mind, in 7 days I have to leave the body and go back to Godhead. In the 7 days I will intensify my spiritual life. Very attentively he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in the same manner, anybody, whether you are a woman or a man or a boy or a girl, you are an old man, whoever we are, if the worldly things which are surrounding us, we think they belong to me and I possess them, they are mine, that mamata will keep us, our hands and legs tied in this world. We cannot take off. We cannot absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I was reading in one of the books, His Holiness Sachandan Maharaj writes in his book, Divine Name, he says that sometimes you leave your city and go to Vrindavan and go inside, go to the Govinda Kunda or some place like that, very close to Govardhan Hill, and sit all alone there and think that you have left behind all your property and they don't belong to you. You are simply like a beggar. And you are sitting at the foot of Govardhan, worshipping Krishna. So physically also sometimes you do that, or go on a Govardhan Parikrama, and just recognize that everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to me. So once you give up that proprietorship mentality, then mind can peacefully focus on bhajan. So now we are proceeding with the next demon in Vrindavan Leela, the Kaliya Daman. Because Lord did not kill Kaliya, Lord subdued Kaliya of his demoniac nature. So it's the 16th chapter of the 10th canto. Sri Sugavacha Vilokya Dushitam Krishnam Krishna Krishna Hina Vibhu Tasya Vishuddhaman Vichhan Sarpam Tamudavasayat. He says here, Shukadeva Goswami, to Parikshit, Lord Krishna, seeing that Yamuna river has become very contaminated by a black snake, Kaliya, he desired to purify the river. So the Lord banished Kaliya from it. And then Lord drove away Kaliya and he finished the pastime. Like this. And then when Parikshit heard it, immediately asked this question. Sri Rajo Vacha Katam Antarjale Agadhe Nyagrinat Bhagavan Ahim Savai Bahu Yuga Vasam Yatasit Viprakatyatam. He's asking, my dear sage, please tell me, explain to me how the Supreme Lord chastised Serpent Kaliya in the unfathomable waters of Yamuna, and how the Kaliya has been living there for so many years. So he wants to hear this pastime more elaborately. Brahman Bhagavatastasya भूम न स्वच्छंद वर्तिनः गोपालोदार चरितम कस्तृप्येतामृतम जुषन इज आस्किंग ओ ब्राह्मण सुखदेव भगवतस्तस्य भूम न स्वच्छंद वर्तिनः द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज सुप्रीमली इंडिपेंडेंट एंड द लॉर्ड्स पास्टाइम्स एज गोपाल कृष्ण आर उदार दे ब्रिंग ग्रेट नरिशमेंट टू द nourishment to the senses of the devotees. They bring great joy. Kastrupyet amritam jushan. It is amritam. It's like nectar for the devotees. And one will never become saturated hearing them. One will never say that enough now. Don't speak Krishna's pastime anymore. Nobody can say that. He's saying. So therefore, these pastimes are so wonderful. So please do not cut short the pastimes. Tell me very elaborately. Who is Kaliya? Where did he come from? How did he get residence in Yamuna? And why did Krishna drive him out of Yamuna? What happened? Like that, he's asking. So a little background about Kaliya. Once upon a time, Garuda used to come to the place of the snakes. So he would come few times in a month. But when he will come, nobody knows. He would come flying and then pick up a snake and go. So all the snakes were living in fear. I don't know, you know, when will the Garuda come and pick us up? They were worried. So they all reported to their leader, Vasuki. And Vasuki reported to his boss, Brahma. Brahma said, I will set it right. So Brahma came and took a meeting, management meeting. And then in that meeting it was decided that every month on a full moon day or so, you know, Garuda will come to the place of the snakes and one snake will be offered to him and also big mountain of fruits will be offered to him as a, you know, compensation for him to catch. And that agreement was made. So Garuda agreed to that and Vasuki agreed to that. All the snake praja of Vasuki, they all agreed to that. Everybody was happy with the settlement and life was going on peacefully. But Kaliya thought, why should we people salute and serve Garuda? You know? So he went there and ate all the fruits. He didn't let Garuda come and take his quota. So Garuda was upset. Garuda asked Kaliya, hey Kaliya, why are you doing this? You know, this is kept for me. Once in a month I come and take it. I don't disturb your community members. And I am following Brahma's order. And I am cooperating with Vasuki. Then why are you doing this? So Kaliya said, Who are we to serve you? What is the need of we people serving you? You get lost. You have no right to come here. Like that Kaliya was speaking very arrogantly. So then Garuda understood, this fellow is arrogant and he is unruly. Then I have to fight with him. They both had a fight. So Garuda would slap Kaliya with his wings, golden wings, pat, 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 like this. And the Kaliya would try to bite Garuda, but then Kaliya understood Garuda is too powerful, too mighty with his, you know, claws, he will tear me to pieces, shreds. He's very, very powerful. So Kaliya ran here and there and Garuda chased after him. At that time Kaliya thought, there is one place where Garuda cannot go. Which is that place? Yamuna. That is another, Kaliya Hrida is the lake touching Yamuna. He went there. In that place was residing one sage called Saubarimuni. And he was under the water meditating. And one day some of the fishes came to complain to him that Garuda comes here and picks up a picks up the fishes and goes. So can you please become our boss and can you offer us protection? So Saubarimuni agreed. He started a fish protection society to protect all the fishes. And he told them, I am there. Why do you fear? I will protect you. So, and then what happened? Garuda one day came to catch a fish and immediately Saubarimuni said, no, you cannot come here because I am the master of these fishes. I am offering them protection. So, and then Garuda understood, now I cannot come here also. So then he thought, one fish I'll pick up and go away. I am very hungry today. I have come a long distance. So he came down and picked up one fish and that fish happened to be leader fish, stout fish. He picked him up and flew away. At that time Saubarimuni became extremely angry. I told you not to come here, still you are picking up one. If you ever come here again, your head will crack into a 1,000 pieces or something like that, he said. And Garuda looked at him. He is cursing me? And then I am Lord's devotee, and now I am only accepting what is due for me. But he is cursing me. But anyway, he is a yogi Baba. You know, he is also a transcendentalist. I don't want to have any bad equation with him. Just leave it. So Garuda forgave him, and Garuda flew away from there. So, because Saubari Muni cursed Garuda, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, Garuda is such a great devotee that when he flaps his wings, Tubhyam namami Sri Lakshmikantam, Tubhyam namami Narayanaya, like that the sounds come. I heard that the sounds of Samaveda come from his wings. He is Lord's personal bird carrier. But Saubari Muni foolishly cursed him not to come there. He displeased Lord's devotee. So eventually Saubari Muni fell down. Not only that, Saubari Muni started a fish production mechanism, but then Kalia came and rendered the whole lake poisonous. So all the fishes anyway died. You see, he couldn't protect the fishes and he couldn't maintain his tapas. He also fell down, fishes also died, and the lake also got completely polluted. In this way, one should never do any independent program from the Supreme Lord or his devotees. That's one lesson we learn. Always align yourself with Lord's plans. Don't act independently. That's one lesson we learn. But Kalia, why did he come to that lake? He knew that Saubari Muni has given a curse to Garuda. So Garuda cannot come there. So he came there. Who? Kalia came there. See, from Kalia also we learn a lesson. He is a very envious fellow. Why? See, Vasuki had a trouble from Garuda. He is a leader. So leader is meeting with Brahmaji, and Brahma is making a decision which Vasuki is following, Garuda is following, all snakes are following. In this way, you will find in this world there are people, if you tell them properly, make a policy and tell them, they will follow it. But there are Kalia-like people, envious people, angry people, cunning people, diplomatic people, and clever people, cheating people. You find these people, what they do? They will not follow any norms. They will not follow any policy. There are always people who want to do corruption, under the table money. There are always crooked people wanting to take shortcuts to do what they want. You'll find that always. So Kalia is an example of a wayward person who is a whimsical person, independent person in that community of the snakes. He didn't listen to Vasuki. He didn't listen to the fellow snakes. And he didn't even listen to Brahmaji also. If Brahmaji is making a plan, he is not following. So, you can imagine how envious and vicious and venomous and poisonous he is. You can see that. So, therefore, Acharyas have said that the Kalia represents a very envious person in the company of devotees. Ideally speaking, a devotee means one who is a lover of Krishna, as we say, correct? No? So, when one loves Krishna, naturally one will also love those who love Krishna. And one who loves those who love Krishna also will love those people whom Krishna loves. So whom does Krishna love? Everyone. That means a devotee should be loving everyone. All the jivas in the world. Because aham bija pradaya pita. But Kalia is just the opposite. He is not loving Garuda. He is not loving Yamuna. He is also not loving covered boys. He is poisoning the covered boys to die. He is poisoning all the trees to become charred and blackish. He is causing the birds in the sky to fall and drop dead. He is actually harmful to all the living beings. And ultimately he is envious of Krishna also, you will find. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes that this kind of Kalia is like our false ego, which is envious and cunning and diplomatic, which creates trouble, which tries to create trouble. Nobody can create trouble to Krishna. But he makes an effort to create trouble to devotees and ultimately Lord himself. He tries to create. So the false ego should not be killed, but the false ego should be purified. It should be purified. So Kalia was not killed. So here, when this question was asked, Gopala Udara Charitam, very magnanimous pastimes of Gopal. I wish to hear more elaborately, my dear sage. Sri Shukavacha Kalindyam Kaliyasta Asid Hridak Kaschid Vishagnina Shapyamana Paya Yasmin Patanti Uparigah Kagah. This is what I was telling you. Uparigah Kagah. The fly, if a bird was flying, by the poison of Kaliya, the water is boiled and the steam went up, and the birds would smell the steam and they would fall, dropping dead. And all across the sides of Yamuna, there were holes in the ground. Many ant hills were formed. Along with Kaliya, some associates of Kaliya also came, and they were living in those snake holes also, like that. All the trees were all charred and blackish, like a coal, except one tree, which was a Kadamba tree, which was completely green, because it was waiting for Krishna to climb and use his body for jumping into the waters. That particular tree was green. Also, Garuda had put some amritam on that tree branch, so it was still green. Everything else was blackish there. Yeah. Now, when Krishna climbed up, when Krishna saw the situation, as you see here I will show you. Yeah, here you see, Krishna is coming to the bank of Yamuna. See, it is said, if you come to take a bath in Ganga, all your sinful reactions will be destroyed, it is said. But if you come and take a bath in Yamuna, not only sinful reactions will be destroyed, you will get Krishna Prem. Kalindi Yamuna Jaya, we say, no? So Yamuna is Kalindi, the pure devotee of Krishna. You will get Krishna Prem in Yamuna. So bathing in Yamuna is better than bathing in Ganga also. But here Kaliya, he entered Yamuna instead of attaining Krishna Prem, he is poisoning Yamuna. You can see that, how deadly he is. Similarly, the devotee community or devotee association is also like Yamuna. Because by simply putting ourselves in, surrounded by devotees in a devotee community, chanting and dancing with devotees, studying Bhagavatam and attending the morning programs, you know, eating prasadam, faithfully following the process, chanting and everything, one can attain Krishna Prem. But one can come to the community of devotees and pollute the other members of the community by, you know, gossiping, you know, rumor mongering, bad mouthing, you know, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you know, different type of prajalpa, he says useless talk, you know, and then he says fault finding and debating and arguments and rumor mongering, gossiping, blaspheming. So that is Kaliya. He comes into the community of devotees in Vrindavan, who are all simple hearted, pure devotees, and he wants to come into my Yamuna and pollute the place. So therefore, what does Krishna do? Here it is said. Verse number 6. Tam chanda vega vishavid yamavekshatena dushtam nadim chakalasam yamanavatarah krishna kadambam adiruhya tato titungam asfotya gadha rashano nyapatat vishode. Here it is said, tam chanda vega vishavidyam avekshatena. So that Krishna observed that, you look at the snake in the picture. You are showing the picture? That is a visha coming out of his mouth and polluting the water and making it blackish, because of which the boys who drank water of Yamuna, they all have dropped dead on the ground, along with their calves and cows. All are dead now. They have flat on the ground. So Krishna observed. So as you see here, so this comes later. In the 47 to 52 verses it will come, that Krishna saved the boys from the poisoned water, simply by glancing at them. Yeah. So here it says here. When Krishna and friends went to Yamuna without Balaram, that day they went without Balaram. In the previous chapter you will read that. Yeah, it starts from the 47th verse there. Yeah, 47th verse says that, the previous chapter. And then they all drank the water, but then because it was contaminated with poison, they died on the spot. They fell flat on the ground. Yeah, that's explained in the previous chapter ending. Yeah. But as soon as Krishna glanced at them, regaining their full consciousness, the cows and boys stood up out of the water and began to look at one another in great astonishment. They had actually died, but they came back to life simply by Krishna's glance. So it clearly proves that Krishna's glance is not ordinary. Krishna is divine, his activities are divine. and his eyes are bestowing amritam, you know, deathlessness or immortality, we can say. So Krishna woke them all up, back to life. Then what happened? So this is the chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit. He wanted to hear the pastime more elaborately. So, I told you about this. Tam chanda vega vishavidyam avekshatena dushtam nadim chakhala samyamana vataraha. Lord has actually appeared in this world for what? Kala samyamana avataraha. His avatara is for destroying dushtas, like Alaya type of asuras only. Therefore, the Lord comes in this world. Krishna kadamba madiruhya. Lord climbed up a kadamba tree. And after climbing, what he did? Tato atitungam, although it was a very tall tree. Asputti gada rashano. From there, the Lord slapped his arms and he tied his belt nicely and then he jumped into the waters. Like that. And then he goes on in the next verse. So what did the Lord do in the water? Actually, when Krishna jumped into the waters, he was actually beating the water with his hands and legs very sportively. As if he was like inviting Kaliya, "Hey Kaliya, where are you? I don't see you in the waters." Very courageously, like a lordly elephant, the example is given. And Kaliya is hearing those sounds. When he heard the sound of somebody slapping the waters, so Kaliya came out and wondered, "Hey, who has entered my territory?" Just like who thought in the previous pastime? Dhenukasara thought, "Hey, who has come into my forest? I mean, Talavan." Actually, Talavan belongs to whom? Krishna. All the 12 forests belong to the Lord. So this fellow came and occupied the forest and he was asking, how did Krishna Balaram come into my forest? Foolishly. Same way with Kaliya also. He is an outsider, he is an encroacher, we can say, of Krishna's property. Imagine if a man encroaches your land and then considers you as a man who is entering his territory, how foolish it will be. Kaliya is thinking like that. "Hey, who has entered my territory?" He was very territory conscious. Tasya hrade viharato bhujadanda ghurna var ghosha manga varavarana vikramasya ashrutyatat svasadana vibhavam nirikshya chakshushravaha samasarat tat amrishyamanah. He is saying, tasya hrade, in that lake, viharataha bhujadanda gurna. Krishna was playing in the waters, beating and slapping the waters, going round and round, swimming in the waters playfully. When Krishna was doing that, then what happened? He says, var ghosham. Oh, my dear King Anga, varavarana, varavarana, vikramasya, like an elephant. He was playing like a lordly elephant, Krishna, without any fear. Ashrutya, that time who heard it? Kaliya, he heard that. As soon as he, hearing that, swasadana, the word swa is using, "It's my abode, swasadana," like that, who thought? Kaliya thought like that. Ashrutya tat swasadana, avibhavam nirikshya, somebody is a trespasser here in my territory. So he became angry, he came out of the waters with his sharp, bloodshot eyes. He was staring at Krishna. Chakshushravaha, he is saying, Kaliya, samasara, he came forward, he couldn't tolerate, he is saying, here you see the word he is using, amrishyamana, he could not tolerate somebody entering into his territory. He became extremely, this is the meaning of an envious person. Envious person is too attached to his property, his belongings and everything. One moment he will not let anyone use it. And he'll be very, like I told you about the suitcase wala, isn't it? So envious like this. Similarly, I saw once in the train, one person is supposed to come with 3 members of the family. Only 2 of them have come. Third person didn't come. So the seat was vacant. So somebody asked him, sir, can I sit? No. Hamara reserve hua hai. We have booked it. So he was keeping his leg like this. That fellow also keeping leg. They both are sitting like this. So I was sitting on the opposite side. I was wondering, actually they don't need this much space. Actually by stretching their leg will pain also. You know, better you sit normally and let the other person sit. But what is the problem? They are not allowing. Why? Proper leadership mentality. We have booked the ticket, so we have to enjoy the seat. Nobody else should sit. Same way Kali also. Very proud. As if he is the owner of Yamuna. And he is looking at Krishna with very great envious eyes. Bloodshot eyes he is looking at Krishna. Abhibhavam is saying, who is trespassing my lake? He is asking. You see? And then see about Krishna, that's a beautiful description. Tam prekshaniya sukumara ganavadatam shrivatsa pita vasanam smita sundarasyam kridantam apratibhayam kamalodarangrim sandashyamarmasurusha bhujayachachada. Beautiful verse. He's saying, tam prekshaniya. You know, what is the meaning of prekshaniya? Krishna's beauty was so wonderful. Kaliya saw him as a blue boy, small boy, wearing pitambar, dazzling golden dhoti. And he had curly locks of hair with beautiful peacock feather on his head. Of course, he is the son of the king, Nanda Baba. He must be wearing some ornaments also in the body. So Krishna looked extremely beautiful to look at. His eyes were very big eyes, like lotus petals. So this beautiful form, when Kaliya saw, what do you think he thought in his mind in the very first sight of Krishna? Tam prekshaniya. He thought, oh, he is worth seeing second time. Like sometimes in the billboards they put advertisement, you know, Cinderella deserves a second look, they say. Why they say deserves a second look? Some people are so beautiful, when you look once, your eyes are not satiated. Again you look in the same direction to see them for the second time. But Krishna's beauty was so great, that you can keep on seeing him constantly. Not that only second time, third time you have to see. Because in this world, the beauty is gradually die away. It doesn't remain. Whereas tam prekshaniya, sukumara, means very delicate body. Ganavadatam, your body was like a sham varna. Like we say, you know, that famous verse. Jayati jayati devo, devaki nandano so, jayati jayati vrishni vamsha jayati jayati vrishni vamsha pradipah jayati jayati megha shyamala komalangau jayati jayati prithvi bharanashau mukundau. It is said. So this verse says that is megha shyamala komalangau. His body is like a glossy blue and very tender and soft like butter. That's what he saw. She was a pita vasanam. He was wearing pitambar dress. And smita sundarasyam. He was smiling very beautifully without any fear. Not that he, as soon as he saw the snake, he got frightened or something. He was smiling. Smita sundarasyam. Very beautifully he was smiling. Kridantam. Apratibhayam. He was playing in the waters without any fear at all. Just like somebody swimming in the waters as if they have not even seen the snake. He just ignored the snake. And he was splashing the waters and playing. Kamalodarangrim. His body appeared exactly like the inside of a blue lotus. Like that. Sandashyamarmasurusha bhujaya chachada. And now the snake became envious and angry. Kaliya had a tendency, if somebody would enter his territory, if they are at a distance, he would spit the poison. If they are near, he will bite them. If they are still very far away, he would stare at them with his bloodshot eyes, by which he would intimidate them. He wanted to intimidate the child. He wanted to spit poison on the child. He wanted to bite him. Now he thought he is very near. So he directly went to the chest of Krishna and wanted to bite him there. That's what he was endeavoring. So you can see the envious nature of Kaliya. He could not appreciate Krishna's beauty for a long time. Actually, some envious people sometimes are a little bit attracted by seeing Hare Krishna. Hey, Hare Krishna! Like that people say, you've seen, huh? there are people. So little bit they are attracted, but afterwards some of them become envious. They try to stop the Sankirtana book distribution. They create headache for the devotees in one city. You know, the devotees used to do Harinam Sankirtan very beautifully in two rows. They would go, some 20, 30 devotees would go every day playing Mridanga, Kartal very sweetly. Actually, you would have seen how our devotees do Harinam Sankirtan. I will show you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bole Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, envious people reported to the mayor of the city, Sir, this Hare Krishna people are every day going on the road. They are disturbing the traffic, they are disturbing the people with a loud noise. The mayor became curious, so he went to the rooftop of one of the buildings at a little leisure time when people came and reported to him that the Hare Krishnas are coming in this road. So he looked up from the top and he saw the Hare Krishna devotees were very disciplined. They were not blocking the traffic, they were going in the side, letting all the traffic go. They are going in a very nice formation, playing Mridangam, playing Kartal with clean faces and neatly shaved with beautiful tilak and kantimala, very gentlemanly and spreading cheerfulness and smiles everywhere. Mayor said, hey, these are the people you are talking about? They said, yes sir. They are adding color to our city. And then he took a letterhead and he wrote a letter. Please give permission to these Hare Krishnas every day. And they don't need to take permission regularly. You give them permission. They are wonderful people. So you will see, while the non-devotees try to stop Krishna from expanding, Krishna expands without any restriction. Wherever you put Krishna, he will expand from there. Prabhupada put Krishna in New York. He expanded to London and San Francisco, Los Angeles and Russia and Australia, Canada, everywhere, all over the world. So, this was Kaliya's behavior. So the pastime goes on. At this time the Vajabhasis came to know that Krishna has entered into the waters of Yamuna. Like you see here. Picture you are seeing? Yeah. See, Krishna has gone in the water now. See, Kaliya is capturing him by his coil and bringing him to kill him. At the time all his friends are coming, who are all in the bank of the river, and the news has already reached. And they are watching, oh, such a huge snake, where is our Kana? They are wondering. So, they are seeing Krishna in the coils of Kaliya. And the Kaliya is taking him inside the water. And they are worried, what will happen to our friend? So all the, see, the whole covered community is coming there to see what is happening. So, Nanda Baba is coming in the front. And gopis are also shocked. What happened to our Krishna? Because Krishna is the life and soul of everybody. See, Mother Yashoda, all are watching. Mother Yashoda is about to faint now. See, they see Krishna in the middle of Kaliya's coil. And here Radharani and the friends are telling, oh Krishna, please come out. Don't play with that big snake. See, the snake is emanating poison from his mouth. See here. Bah. See, Mother Yashoda. Now Yashoda thought, oh, now Krishna cannot be saved. This is not ordinary snake, it's a very deadly snake, very poisonous snake. So, in this description, verse number 10 to 22, there is a vivid description about how all the people of the covered community, seeing him enveloped in the coils, they were all crying. Even the cows and the bulls and the calves, they all called out piteously to Krishna, making sounds. And also they saw bad omens on the earth and the sky. In the earth they saw earthquakes, in the sky they saw falling stars. And in their bodies, like men saw, the left side of their bodies were twitching. Left hand or left leg or left eyes. Everybody was very worried. So, after seeing the situation of Krishna in the middle of Kaliya, they thought he's finished. And Nanda Baba was asking all the covered boys, how did Krishna get caught in the coils of Kaliya? Was he in the bank of Yamuna and the snake extended his tail and caught him and took him inside? Or Krishna himself jumped inside to kill the snake? So, and they all said Krishna climbed on the Kadamba tree and jumped in. So Nanda Baba became very, very worried. And then it goes on, when they saw all these things, Balaram was the only one very confident. See, Mother Yashoda is falling on the ground, unconscious. So all are very worried. See, Balaram is pursuing the father. See, Krishna has climbed on the top of one of the hoods and is coming and is playing on the flute. See, there are diamonds on the hoods of Kaliya, and when Krishna was dancing on the top of that, his lotus feet became pinkish and it was shining with the diamonds. And when Krishna jumped up, the Kaliya started emanating more poison from the mouth. Nanda Baba cried, he said, don't play, my child, please come out. And so in this way Krishna didn't come out, Krishna started dancing. So this section talks about the section of the feelings of separation of the Vajabhasis. It was only Balaram who pacified them. Some men who were weeping, Balaram laughed and told them, why are you weeping? Nothing can happen to our Krishna. He gave them confidence. And some covered men were trying to jump into water. Balaram would stop with his own bull, great strength. He would not let them go into the waters. And some covered men were blah, blah, blah. They were speaking. They were expressing their, sorrow. Some, they could not even speak properly. They would speak faltering words. They would speak a little bit. They would cry. They would want to enter the waters. And Balaram would pacify them by speaking to them how powerful Krishna is, and nobody can do anything to Krishna. You all be very confident, because Balaram was not affected like this. Balaram could clearly see that ultimately Kaliya will be doomed. He was very confident. Then, so it goes on for many verses here. Then what happened, let us see. Here comes verse number 23. Ittam svagokulam ananya gatim niriksha sastri kumaramati dukkitam atmahetoho ajnayamartya padavim anuvartamanah shitva muhurtam udatishtad urangabandhat. Krishna saw that one full muhurta, which means about 45 minutes or so, he was on the waters of Yamuna along with Kaliya. Actually, what Krishna exactly did was, when Kaliya tried to bite him, Krishna went round and round. So Kaliya also was moving his face. While moving like this, after a while, when Kaliya stopped moving, it appeared the whole earth is moving around him. It looks like that. Like children do sometimes, they put their hand like this and they go round and round and they stop. What happens? The whole universe seems to move around them. So Kaliya also, it happened like that. Krishna tricked him by going round and round and round. When Kaliya got dizzy, then Krishna jumped on his head. That's how you see him on the top. And therefore he says that Krishna decided that now I will not... Actually, why did Krishna pretend to be caught in the cages of Kaliya in order to accelerate the devotion and intensity of the devotion of the Vajabhasis? So Lord performs sometimes such pastimes. Because the more you see your loved one in danger, your affection for the loved one tremendously increases, isn't it? At that moment, you fear that your loved one may be lost. You develop very great fear. So therefore, all of them, so this affection of the Vajabhasis is spiritual, it is not ordinary, it's not mundane. Their love is accelerated million times more in such instances like this. And Krishna told now Kaliya in the 23rd verse that, hey, listen Kaliya, you have shown me enough of your prowess, now let me show my prowess to you. You can watch. Now it is my turn now. Because I am just a covered boy, but you can see what kind of covered boy am I. You see for yourself. Like that he said. And then Krishna climbed on the hoods of Kaliya, and then you will find what Krishna did. He pushed the hoods of Kaliya after circling him. It goes on here. Here comes a very beautiful verse. This is the verse, 26th verse.
Evam paribrahma taujasamunnatamsam anamyatat pratushiras vadirudha adyah tanmurdaratna nikaras parshati tamra padambujokilakala adi gurur nanarta.
What he is saying? He is saying tanmurdaratna nikaras parshati tamra. Kaliya's heads had ratnas. So when Krishna danced, his lotus feet became very pinkish. Padam bujo akhila kaladi guru nanartha. Lord, who is called as akhila kala guru, he danced on the hoods of Kaliya. So akhila kaladi guru means what? All the Bharatanatyam dancers have to beg for a drop of that talent from Krishna, because he is the original guru of dance. Nobody can dance like him, because he is the supreme master. In fact, Krishna mastered the 64 arts in Sandipani Muni's ashram, isn't it? So nobody can dance like him. Lord dances. So whenever you all see some Bharatanatyam dancer dancing very expertly, following the raga, tala, swara, sarigama, padanis, everything. So at that time, one should remember, if this girl or this boy can dance so beautifully, how much more beautiful Krishna must have danced. So there is a very vivid description. Read the purport, that's a very important purport.
Shri Harivamsa states, Shira Sha Krishna Jagraha Jagraha Swahastena Ma Anmya. Krishna grabbed Kaliya's head with his hand and forced it to bow down. Most people in this world are quite reluctant to bow down to Supreme Person, the absolute truth.
First of all, they don't even put their foot in the temple of the Lord. And even if they go to the temple, they will just, you know, do like this and push off from outside only. And they don't want to, you know, come in front of the Lord, bow down to Lord. Some are even atheistic. Some people argue that, you know, all this religion and all is there only for upkeep of morality. You know, why do you bring God in? This kind of envious people are there. Like once I had gone for a seminar in some place, and after the seminar was over, a lot of people gave wonderful feedback. They said, yes, yes, it's very, very necessary. You know, we have been madly materialistic and running away from our natural and real and happy life. Many, many people spoke. So there were others who are atheistic who commented, you know. And they said, why you guys are bringing God in? What is the need? You know, we can have seminars by some motivational talkers who will not talk about God at all. Just talk something, how we can be healthy, how we can eat well, how we can sleep well, how we can exercise well. That is enough. What is the need of bringing God in? Because it's envy. Just like Kaliya mentality. So Kaliya wanted to, you will see that just like Kaliya never wanted to bow down to Krishna. Similarly, some people will never put their head down. Only at the time of death they will bow down. They will be forced to bow down that time. Go ahead.
In the contaminated state called material consciousness, we conditioned souls become proud of our insignificant positions and others reluctant to bow our heads before the Lord. Yet just as Lord Krishna forcibly pushed Kaliya's head down and thus defeated him, the Supreme Lord's energy in the form of irresistible time kills all conditioned souls and thus forces them to bow down their arrogant heads. We should therefore give up the artificial position of material life and become faithful servants of the Supreme Lord, enthusiastically bowing at his lotus feet.
So Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harashchaham. Before the death can strike us, our body down, it is intelligence on our part to regularly bow down to the feet of the Lord, understanding he is the Supreme Master and I am his eternal servant. I am very insignificant servant. I am one of the millions of servants. And there are plural subordinates and singular Supreme. And by worshipping the Supreme, by aligning with the Supreme, by pleasing the Supreme, and by acting according to his guidance and direction in the scriptures, one can become perfectly happy in this world. So our position is to be a subordinate servant of the Lord. Once my spiritual master was telling, in this world everybody thinks, I am the root of the tree. They think like that. Actually, you are not the root of the tree. You are one small, tiny leaf of the tree. You are selling. So everybody should think, who am I? I am a small, tiny twig or a leaf in a tree. Who is the root? Krishna is the root. That verse says that, Yata taror mula nishechanena trupyanti tatskanda bhujo pashakha pranopachara achyate yendriyanam tataiva sarvar hanam achyutejya. So what achyutejya is used? Achyutejya means worshipping Krishna is like watering the root of a tree or like putting food right in the belly to nourish all parts of the body. So all the other parts serve the belly and the belly nourishes all other parts. Similarly, we should pour water in the root of the tree and then it will go to all the different parts of the tree. Similarly, Krishna is the root of this creation. Achyuta Ijya, it says, worship of Achyuta, Krishna. Then everybody will be satisfied. So one should not become envious of the Supreme Master, one who is the creator of everything, maintainer of everything, one who descends in this world to reveal to us the beauty and the glory of the spiritual world. One should not become envious of him like this, Kaliya. So, because of this envy of Kaliya, Krishna has come to subdue him. And Kaliya was lifting head up and trying to bite Krishna when Krishna was dancing like this. But Krishna was fastly jumping from one head of Kaliya to second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth like this. Very playfully jumping and moving like this and dancing. And all the Vijayavasis were looking at each other, amazing. Look at our friend, how is he dancing? And in the sky, the demigods were showering flowers. And they were playing their instruments. And the Gandharva was told the Apsaras, hey, learn some dance steps from Krishna. How beautifully he is dancing, just see. So, in this way,
the whole creation was mesmerized by the Lord's dancing. Everybody dropped all their other activities. With unblinking eyes, they were watching the beautiful dance of Krishna. Now, everybody was earlier fearful. What will happen to Krishna's life? This Kaliya seems to be so huge in size. Krishna is so tiny. It seems the snake will kill him. Now the situation was reversed now. Kali was becoming subdued and Krishna was dancing. And while dancing, Krishna released the sounds from his mouth. He was dancing and singing. We call it as Konakol, we call it. And then as he was running and dancing, after some time one head was lifting up. Like that he will hit one head. See, here he says that. Yat yat chiro nanamatenga sajai kashirnash tattan mamarda karadanda dharungri patayhi krena yujo brahmada ulbanamasyatoshran nasto vaman paramakashmala apanagaha. Nasto vaman means he vomited, poison. And blood and everything. Paramakashmalam apanaga. He experienced great pain. This is the naga, the great serpent. Why? Yat yat shiro na namate. Whichever head was not ready to bow down. Hey Anga, oh my dear king. Shatayeka shirshnas. Kaliya had 1,000 hoods, but the 100 were very prominent hoods. And they were the tallest, biggest hoods. So Krishna was dancing on them only. That particular head, whichever he was lifting up, Krishna would jump on that only. You will find our false ego also acts like this. If when somebody is hearing lecture from a spiritual master or sannyasi, somebody speaking, they say, we all are servants of the Lord and we should serve Him. Immediately false ego is asking, why should I serve? Like that he will say, false ego. Then Krishna has to dance on that head to prove how we are servants. Like one boy was asking Prabhupada, Swamiji, you said in the lecture that I cannot smoke a cigarette. What can God do if I smoke? He said, okay, you smoke, but you can't escape from the suffering. You know, if somebody says, I will break the traffic signal and go, okay, you break, but you have to pay the fine. You can't escape. So when people hear about surrendering to God, they become envious. Why should they surrender? Actually, we surrender to Him not to do any favor to Him. We surrender to Him for our own benefit only. We stand to gain. Because a child's position is to be subordinate to parents. If a child says, I will control my parents, or I will be independent of the parents, I will go in the street with lorries and buses and trucks and vehicles and everything, no child can be independent like that. Child's happiness is in the safe custody of the parents. Similarly, all the jivas have to, it is in their interest to understand their actual position. Actually, the jivas can be seen in this world, they try to imitate God and they want to throw God away and put themselves in God's position in this material world. You can see, like one man, I heard that when devotees were distributing Krishna book, one cinema actor somewhere in some other country, you know, when he got to see a copy of the Krishna book when he was going in a plane, he asked, who is this boy? He didn't know who Krishna was. But he said, remove him and put my photo there. He was selling in Krishna book. So you can see how he wants to take Radharani by his side and be on the place of Krishna. This is exactly Ravana mentality. You can see that. Devotees have just the opposite consciousness. If they see the book, Radha and Krishna on the cover, they say, who is this beautiful boy and beautiful girl? They appear like made for each other. You know, where do they live? Who are they? What are their names? Please tell me. Very soon they will come to know. You chant Hare Krishna. This is Radha and Krishna. And the more you chant, you want to assist them, you want to serve them, you want to please them. So that is the devotee's mood. So you find here, yat yat shiro nanamate inga shateka shirshnash. So, Kshinayusho Brahmata Ulbanam Astyatosrang, he says. He became Kshinayush. He was completely diminished in his strength. In this way, Kaliya became extremely weakened. As he was breathing very heavily with angry eyes, you will see that. See, Krishna is dancing now. See, all the different hoods are coming. Krishna is dancing from one hood to another hood. See, Kaliya is coming to attack now. See, almost he is trying to eat up Krishna. And Krishna will come out And then he's standing on. So he's looking at Kaliya, see? Kaliya is again showing. So you will see in this way Kaliya began. Now Kaliya bowed down. He had no more strength. Yeah. See in the verse number 29 it says the demigods took each of the exhibition of the Lord as an opportunity to worship him with showers of flowers. You see. Tachitra tandava virugnapana sahasro raktam mukai ruruvaman nrapa bhagnagatraha smritva charachara gurum purusham puranam narayanam tamaranam manasajagama. Beautiful verse. This is 30th verse of the 10th canto, 16th chapter. No? He's saying tachitra tandava. This tandava is not like Shiva's tandava. Shiva's tandava is Rudra tandava. That's very frightening. When Shiva is in an angry mood, he dances. But this is chitra tandava. It's a sweet dance of Krishna. Yeah. So, Krishna danced in a very sweet manner. Very amazing dance he did. And Virugna, Phana Sahasra, he's saying, he broke his jaws, broke his skull of Kaliya while dancing, jumping one place to another. Try to think about this. You know, when girls dance for Bharatanatyam, Arangetram and all, the stage is very plain and very nicely made. But Krishna never had a plain platform. He had to jump from one head to another, which was going up, coming down like that. And besides that, Krishna was always smiling. Krishna was just 5 years and 7 months old at that time. So Prabhupada says, if anybody wants to dance with gopis, first, Krishna danced with gopis at the age of 8. But at the age of 5 and a half or so, he danced on Kaliya. Prabhupada says, first you dance on Kaliya's hoods, then you can think about dancing with girls, Prabhupada says. So, not only that, all the while he was smiling without any fear. Because he has no fear. Kaliya can do nothing to him. Raktam mukair uruvaman nripa bhagna gatraha. All his bhagna gatra, all his limbs of the body were crushed completely. And he was vomiting blood and poison. Smritva, chara chara gurum. That word smritva is a very, very weighty word. Because now he remembered, smritva what? He had several times heard from his wives that Krishna is God. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he heard it with one ear and left it in another ear. He never cared about it. But now he remembered, oh, this is the person who is God. Why? Because when he danced on my head, it appeared as if the whole universe is kept on my head. It was so heavy. Anyway, that is not a surprising thing because Krishna's belly has got the whole universe. Isn't it? He opened and showed his mouth to Mother Yashoda and Brahmanda Ghat. So Kaliya understood his body is so heavy. Now I understand he must be God. Actually, although he got the seed of bhakti from his wives before, that did not sprout because of his arrogance, pride, envy, anger, audacity, superiority complex and all that. But now that Krishna's lotus feet touched his head, danced over his head, and the dust of Krishna's lotus feet cured his sinful reactions, he came to Sadbuddhi now. Smritva, it says. Chara chara gurum. Oh, this Krishna is the guru of the whole universe. Vasudeva sutam devam kamsa chanura mardanam. Devaki paramanandam krishnam mande jagat gurum. It said, no? He is a jagat guru of the whole universe. Purusham puranam. He is Adi Purusha Krishna. Although he is Adi Purusha, he doesn't look old. He looks very young and beautiful. Narayanam tamaranam manasa jagama. Understood, this person is non-different from Narayana. And he said, I take shelter of him in my mind. Now I have no other way to go anywhere else. I surrender. You know, see, this is the most beautiful moment in the life of Kaliya. In our heart also, we should not even just openly say with the mouth, but we have to feel in the heart. We have to feel that, oh Krishna, in this world I have been wandering for millions of lifetimes, foolishly trying to be independent of you and trying to get some sense gratification here, there, everywhere. But I have been repeatedly slapped and kicked and punched and driven away. But now I have come to my good senses. I will become your proper devotee, I will chant your holy names and return back to you. I surrender to you. So స్మృత్వా చరాచర గురుం పురుషం పురాణం నారాయణం తమరణం మనసా జగామ. సచ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ హీ సేస్. దిస్ ఏ నౌ హీ అండర్స్టుడ్ వాట్ ఈస్ వైఫ్ సెడ్ ఎర్లియర్. నౌ హీ అండర్స్టుడ్ దట్ కృష్ణస్య గర్భ జగతోతి భరావసన్నం పార్ష్ణి పార్ష్ణి ప్రహార పరిరుగ్న ఫణాతపత్రం దృష్ట్వా హిమాద్యముపసేదుర్ అముష్య పత్న్యా ఆర్తాశ్లత వసన భూషణ కేశబంధాః. యా యు సీ నౌ హియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ అతిభార అతిభరావసన్నం, ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్ వెయిట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ కాళి హ్యాడ్ బికమ్ ఫటిగ్డ్. అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ పార్ష్ణి ప్రహార, ప్రహార మీన్స్ పట్ పట్ పట్, కృష్ణ వాజ్ హిట్టింగ్ లైక్ దిస్, దిస్ ఇస్ ద ప్రహార లైక్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ డాన్సింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ గుడ్స్. ఇట్ వాస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ స్మూత్లీ కీపింగ్ ద లెగ్, హీ వాజ్ జంపింగ్ నో వన్ ఫుట్ అండ్ దట్ టు అలాంగ్ విత్ యూనివర్సల్ వెయిట్. హీ వాజ్ జంపింగ్, హీ వాజ్ స్ట్రైకింగ్. యా పరిరుగ్న ఫణ అతాపత్ పత్రం, ద కాళియాస్ హుడ్స్ వర్ లైక్ అంబ్రెల్లాస్ అండ్ ఆన్ దట్ హీ జంప్డ్ అప్ అండ్ హీ క్రాక్డ్ ఇట్ ఆన్ ద హెడ్ అండ్ ద స్కల్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. యా అట్ ద టైమ్ దృష్ట్వా అహిం ఆద్యం ఉపసేదు అముష్య పత్న్యః, ఆల్ ద వైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ కాళియా కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద వాటర్స్ అండ్ దే సా, ఓ అవర్ హస్బెండ్ ఈస్ నౌ బవింగ్ డౌన్ టు కృష్ణ, హీ హెస్ బికమ్ హంబుల్ నౌ, ఆర్ యూ కెన్ సే హంబుల్డ్ బై కృష్ణస్ డాన్స్ ఆన్ హిస్ హెడ్స్. సో దే వర్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ దట్ ఈస్ బికమ్ వెరీ హంబుల్. సో హియర్ విశ్వం చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ సేస్ దే వర్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ దట్ నౌ అవర్ హస్బెండ్ హెస్ బికమ్ అ వైష్ణవ నౌ అండ్ హీ హెస్ హంబుల్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు కృష్ణ. సో దే ప్రే టు కృష్ణ దట్ ప్లీజ్ కృష్ణ డోంట్ కిల్ అవర్ హస్బెండ్ బికాస్ ఎర్లియర్ హీ వాస్ అన్ ఏథీస్ట్ బట్ నౌ హీ హెస్ సరెండర్డ్ టు యూ నౌ. సో అండ్ దెన్ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ సేస్ ఇన్ హిస్ కమెంటరీ, Krishna said, one last round to me, I'll jump and come. Because there is still some arrogance in him. And Kaliya's wife said, no, that little impurity will go away over a period of time by practicing your devotional service. So kindly spare his life now. So what is that last round? Krishna said, there is avidya. Avidya doesn't go away very easily. You know, karma phala, papa karma phala goes away. Papa karma also goes away. Kutam also goes away. Papa bijam also goes away. But avidya is very difficult to remove. It's deep-rooted ignorance in our heart. And that can only go away by practice of devotional service for a prolonged period of time. And Kaliya's wife requested, you spare his life, poor fellow. And then let him become your devotee and practice your bhakti yoga. See the 33rd verse, very beautiful verse. Actually, now we are running out of time. The Nagapatnis will glorify Krishna's mercy from the 33rd verse onwards. Very, very beautiful verses. They will say that, you know, Nyayohi Dandaha. They will say that, my dear Krishna, your punishment you gave for Kaliya is very wonderful. That's perfect only. Because you are coming to destroy the demons in this world and this fellow, it's not that you are averse to demons. If a demon becomes your devotee or demigod, he will spare their life. Even Bhaumasura was your own son, you killed him. Prahlad was Hiranyakashipu's son, but you protected him because he became devotee. Like that they are saying. You are always equal. Anugrahoyam bhavatahi kritohina. That's also another beautiful verse. We consider Krishna that you are dancing on our husband's head is actually anugraha. Great mercy you have shown, because by that mercy you have cured his false ego. Therefore it is great mercy. Like that they are saying. Like that there are many, many beautiful verses. They will say nama, nama, nama several times. Amongst these verses, they are also asking what punya our husband did that he got the dust of your feet on his head. Even Lakshmiji is aspiring for this. Kasya anubhavo na deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparashadikara yadvanchaya shri lalana charattapo vihaya kaman suchiram dhritavrata. This is a very, very beautiful verse. They are saying even Lakshmi is doing penance for long time to attain the dust of your feet, you are not giving her. But you have given our husband, I don't know, we don't know what punya he did to get you on his head. Everybody is hankering for the dust of your feet. Lakshmi is massaging your feet, Ganga is flowing from your feet. So you rarely give your dust off your feet to people like Bali Maharaj once, but here you are giving him all his heads. So the reason why Krishna showed mercy to Kaliya was his wives were Krishna's pure devotees. Therefore Krishna gave him mercy. That is the answer. So in this way they offered many, many wonderful prayers. And then finally, Nagapatinis bow down in 10 verses. Namastubhyam, Namastubhyam, like that, 10 times they will bow down. Finally, after hearing all the prayers of his wives, now Kaliya thought, let me also offer some prayer now. Kaliya will also offer now. So they are all requesting Krishna to spare his life. See, in 56th verse, Kaliya offers, we will conclude with that.
Bayam kalaha sahopatya tamasa dirgamanyavaha swabhavo dustyajo natha lokanam jatasad grahaha. He is saying, Vayam kalaha, hum to janam se kalaha. You know, right, from birth only I am a kala dushta, my dear Lord. Don't think that I associated with somebody and became bad. I am always bad from birth only. Because I am a snake and I have a lot of poison, stock of poison, what can I do? He is saying. Tamasa dirgamanyavaha. Dirgamanya means a person who is very angry and breathes very heavily in anger. Yes, dirgamanyavaha. And I am covered by ignorance. Svabhava dustyajo natha. You see, it's very not very easy for people like me to give up our svabhava. My nature is to be very envious. So don't be, you know, so angry with me. This is the way I am. What can I do? And he's saying, I am a krodhi, kami, lobi, you know, and all these bad qualities are in me. And then Kaliya will say, you are the one who created the 8.4 million species of life. So I am also one of the species, which is the envious species. So now he says that if you want to save me, you may save me. Or if you want to kill me, you may kill me. Do whatever you feel is best for me. I am ready to surrender now. He says, anugraham nigraham ba. Manne setat videhina. He will say, if you want to show mercy and save my life, okay, I will live. If you have made up your mind to kill me, so you kill me. Like that he surrenders. So after that Lord Krishna will not only spare his life. So I will conclude with a very interesting note. When Kaliya prayed like this, Krishna smiled and assured his wives, don't worry, Kaliya will not be killed. Now that he has become humble now, will not be killed. So all the Kaliya's wives offered several prayers. After that, Kaliya now wanted to go down to his loka in the water. From there bring a jewel box from which he wanted to take the best of jewels and decorate Krishna. With his multiple hoods he wanted to decorate. And Krishna did one very intelligent thing. He dropped his Kaustubha money, you know, Kaustubha jewel into his box to check what will Kaliya do with this. And sure enough, he saw Kaliya immediately took that Kaustubha jewel and put it back on Krishna's chest. And Krishna understood that now he accepts me as the enjoyer and himself as a servant. And not only that, in his jewel box, Krishna saw one very big diamond, shining diamond. Now he wanted to see what does Kaliya do with that. And Kaliya was decorating with different smaller ornaments. Finally he took that and made it as a pendant. He gave that also. And Krishna understood he has given up his Bhogavrati now. Enjoying mentality. He didn't keep for himself. Krishna understood that. And then Krishna told Kaliya, since you have created a havoc here, you should leave Vrindavan. And Kaliya cried and said, I will be attacked by Garuda. What can I do? Krishna said, my lotus foot imprints are on your head. So you have nothing to fear. Garuda will consider you his younger brother. So go back and live happily. So Krishna, you know, saved Kaliya from Garuda and he made him happy. And Krishna saved Yamuna from Kaliya and he made Yamuna happy. And Krishna made the boys free from poison and made the covered boys happy and the parents happy, cows happy, calves happy, everybody happy. In this way, Krishna's activities are called Adbhuta Karmana. Adbhuta Karmana is very amazing activity. See here, Krishna is now walking in the waters, coming back. All are receiving him, swimming back. Now, Yashoda is picking up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We have completed the most of the pastime. Okay, the one thing which I will say a little more is about see, those who remember my command to you at sunset and sunrise will never be afraid of you. If one bathes in Kaliyadaha and offers water to demigods, observes fast, duly worships, remembers me, they will become free from all sinful reactions. Krishna has given the promise. Yeah. Yamuna river was restored and Kaliya represents brutal cruelty and treachery. Pour poison into the residents of Rajavasis. Rumor mongers, I told you. Chastisement of Kaliya removes pride, cheating, cruelty, harming others, and absence of compassion to other living entities. Yeah. So this I already told you. Yeah, this is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. Please read this. Kaliya represents pride, deceit, harming others, cruelty, all that. Past life?
Past life. Veda Shiramuni, who was a descendant of Bhrugumuni, performed austerities in the Vindhya hills. One day a sage named Ashwashiramuni came to perform austerities at this sage's ashrama. With red eyes staring at his guest, Veda Shiramuni angrily spoke. Then Ashwashiramuni cursed him to become a snake.
Yeah. Actually, these two are two sages, Vedashira, Ashwashira. Ashwashira is a guest. Vedashira is the person who possesses the hut. But Ashwashira came inside and sat and he was doing meditation. So Vedashira became angry. Hey, why are you occupying my place without my knowledge and permission? So Ashwashira said, ultimately all Bhumi belongs to Gopal. Everything belongs to God. Why are you so envious like a snake? You are so territory conscious. So he'll become a snake. And he also cursed him back. That's not written here. You will get, if you see in that, this thing you will get, oh sorry, not this one, okay, it is there in this, here, you will find here, or oh, not this, so you will find in the, here you will find, pre-past life, you are able to see big one, oh sorry. And Swayambhuvan was, there was a sage named Vedashira, yeah, from austerities in Vindhya hills, and Ashwashiramuni came, okay. And he was angry, Vedashira, how did you come to my place and you are using my hut? Ashwashiramuni became angry at Vedashiramuni's words. He said, oh, best among sages, this place belongs to Mahavishnu. It doesn't belong to you or me. Have not many great sages performed austerities here? You are angry for no reason. You are hissing like a snake. Become a snake, he said. You will be terrified of Garuda, he said. And then Vedashiramuni also became angry. He said, for a slight offense, you plot a great revenge. You are like a crow, so you become a crow, he said. So immediately Vishnu appeared there. And he said, hey, both of you are my devotees. You know, he consoled both of them. And then both of them, as soon as they saw Vishnu patting them on their back, they felt very ashamed. We should not have cursed each other. It was too much. We don't know why we spoke like that. But then Vishnu said, I can't stop your curse. Because Brahmana's curse, Brahmana's words can never become false. So at the same time, he said, because you both are equally devoted to me, you are like two arms of my body. I can make my words false, but not the words of my devotees. So it's my vow. So, and then Lord said, don't worry. He told Vedashiramuni that I'll place my footprints on your head. Because of this, you will never have fear of Garuda. Therefore, Krishna danced on the head of Kaliya. This is another reason. And oh, Ashwashiramuni, hear my words. Don't lament. You will have the form of a crow, but you will become Kakapushindi. Very learned personality. You will have transcendental knowledge. You will have yoga siddhis of past, present, future. So he became Kakapushindi on the Mount Nila. And then he was devoted to Lord Ramachandra. Very powerful. In this way, he became very learned in the scripture and recited Ramayana to Garuda. He got all that opportunity. He got, yeah. Anyway, in this way there are... So this is good enough. We have discussed many things. Krishna Bhagavan ki... Vrindavan Dham ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, therefore, as a part of the pastime itself, I spoke many lessons about Kaliya, Kaliya's nature and our false ego. We spoke many things, that's good enough. But it's a very important pastime it is. And very famous, well known, just like Govardhan Leela is well known, Kaliya pastime is also well known. You will find in many of the carvings all across our country, many temples, ancient temples. Krishna descended in this world to subdue the false ego of the living entities like Kaliya. So we can pray to him, please dance on my tongue as the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please remove my false ego so I can relish the holy name and the devotional service without any malice or envy for Lord or the devotees. In this way, let me become free. That's a wonderful prayer we can offer to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.